Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Tes, and we are discussing the sugyas of Shirayim Ma'akvin, Shirayim not Ma'akvin. So we just had the last discussion of Imkila Kiper Kila, right? That was the two days and what it meant, whether that was a machlokas whether there was a nafkamina, whether Shirayim are Ma'akvin or not, or whether that was just Mashma'uz Dorshim Ikabinayu. That was a machlokas, and again, Mashma'uz Darshan is a reflection of an idea, as we said, of limur l'shma, trust trying to understand, even though it doesn't make a difference. Lomaisa, but according to the other daya, that no, there is a difference between the how do you formulate im kila kiper, if you finished everything, meaning including the shvicha shirayim, again, the pouring of the leftover blood down the into the holes on the southwest side of the Mizbeach, im kila kiper, im lo kila lo kiper, right? That was machloka. So today's daf, we're going to have a couple of different sources relating to this topic, whether shirayim, shvicha shirayim, is that part of the avoda? Is it ma'akev or not ma'akev? Right? Generally, it's not looked at. We don't formulate it as part of the avoda, right? The dalat avodos hadam are shchita kabbalah holacha zrika. Right, we shech the animal, we catch the blood, we walk the blood over to the Mizbeach, and then we sprinkle the blood. And then that's it. Right, there are a number of activities that we do in the avoda that's not listed in those four. For example, smicha. Smicha, when we lean on the animal by a chatas and an ola beforehand. So that's not mentioned. So smicha is not ma'akev. The tnufa, right, waving the animal by certain parts of certain animals, we wave it. Tenufa, or now shvicha shirayim, when you have a leftover, right, haktaras emurin, right, the burning of the fats after. So those are examples of activities before and activities after. That are there are discussions about li'ikuv or not. And that's this discussion here, whether it is ma'akev or not. The achronim formulate this. If you look in the Dvir HaKodesh, which is an achron on zvachim, so he. On Dafnun Bey's quotes, V'nira lehistapek be'etzem din shvicha shirayim. When we talk about this activity, this act of shvicha shirayim, but pouring the extra blood to the bottom of the Mizbeach, again, the blood itself, the zrikas itself, that achieves kapara. No, that's very important. But the shvicha shirayim, that's a machlokas, whether it's ma'akev or not, whether it's needed. And part of the question might be, he says, Hayim ze, hayim havi avoda b'karbon, umidin karbon, be'inon lazos boshvicha shirayim. Is it a din in the karbon? The karbon has this avoda that is required, according to some shitas, to be done to it. O davi din bedam, hanishar, the tzorach lakayim bo din shvicha liyasod. Is it a din in the avoda, or is it a din in the dam? That the Kohen has to do this, or the blood cries out for its destiny to be able to be put on the yisod. And there can be differences between those two. Again, maybe that's a nafkamina, whether it's ma'akiv or not. If it's really part of the avoda, so then maybe you would say it's ma'akiv part of the avoda. If it's in the dam, so maybe if there's dam, then you should do it. If there's no dam, then you don't do it. So again, it could be. But that's the chakira. And it might explain some of the machlokas. Okay, so now let's get into where we're up to Tini. So we're up to Tini, Amar Rabbi Yishmael. So we're coming here in the middle. Twice today, the Pnei Moshe is going to fill in the Brisa that our Gemara just starts quoting the second half of it. So the Pnei Moshe here fills in this Brisa from the Torah's Kohanim, where the Brisa talks about all the different, we mentioned, the four different, there are four karbanos that are discussed in Vayikra by Chatos, right? You know, yesterday we discussed the four karbanos chatos pnimios, right? That was the power of the Sar of Yom Kippur and the power of the Kohen Gadol and the power of Davar Shel Tzibur. But now we're going to talk about the four karbanos that are mentioned there in Vayikra, that the Perek Dalet, where it talks about the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Par Kohen Gadol, those two, but also then the Seir of the Melech, right? If the Melech does certain Averis, and a regular karban chatos. Right, those are the four that are discussed there. So the Pnei Moshe quotes, there's all the psukim. There's kol adama yishpoch, ayisom izbacha ola, the shei tabalob, right? You don't have to read the whole thing, that there are a couple of extra words here, that we try to darshan, Yesod Mizbach Ha'ola. We know which Mizbeach we're talking about. So what do you have to know have the word Ola for? So I'm going to skip a little bit to read towards the end of the Pnei Moshe. Lama Nemer Besir Nasi El Yesod Mizbach Ha'ola. She Yesod Mizbach Shel Ola. Klomar Lelamei Torah Shvicha Shirayim. Maybe it's to teach me that all times that you do shvicha, shvicha shirayim, is where only on the place of the mizbeach where there is a yesod. Yesod mizbeach ola, which means on the north and the west side, right? And a little bit on the south and a little bit on the east, because most of the east and south side do not have a yesod. Remember, that's the Gemara Maseches Vachim, that the entire mizbeach has to be in Shevet Binyamin. Even though Binyamin and Yehuda, that border went right through the base of Mikdash, the Tar Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin, Ubenk Tefav Shachin, and Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf, based on the Unkelis on that pasuk. So that's why there was no Yesod. So the Gemara, the Brisa continues, which the Pnei Moshe quotes, V'garis Od B'sefer D'Brisa, O Eino Ela Mizbacha Shel Ola Yeheli Yesod. How do you know that Shvicha Shirayim is supposed to be anywhere on the Mizbeach where there is a Yesod? Maybe that word Ola is just teaching me that for the Zrikas themselves, the Zrika of the Karban Ola, regular Karban Ola requires Zrika Shtayim Shein Arba, not the Shvicha Shirayim, the leftover blood. The Iker Zrika of the Ola has to be Shtayim Shein Arba, on two opposite diagonal corners. Which two diagonal corners? So maybe that's what the pasuk is teaching me. The two diagonal corners have to be two diagonal corners where there is a yesod. Again, the southeast part of Mizbeach had no yesod. So you know the two diagonal corners must be the northeast and the southwest. So maybe that's what the word yesod Mizbach Ha'ola is teaching me. So that's where we come into the brisa that we're about to have. Why didn't the Gemara just quote the first half of this brisa? So Pnei Moshe has an amazing line. V'lohatik ha'resha. The first half of this brisa that I just explained is not quoted in the Gemara. L'fisha hayu b'kiyin b'brisas. They were experts in all the brises. V'samich al hayodin. Right? They relied on the people. You know the first half of the, I don't have to quote the whole brisa. You know they have first half of the brisa. V'lohevi ala b'ksarev hitzrich l'ha'inyin kan. They only quoted the part that we're up to now. So that's our Musar Haskel for the day. That they knew all these Torah's kohanims by heart. So we only had to quote the second half of it. Again, so the previous line in the Brisa that we're coming into now quoted that there's a limud to teach me that the real Zrika, not the Shvicha Shirayim, the leftovers, the real Zrika of a Karban Ola has to be on a place on the Mizbeach where there is a Yesod, which means you have to do with the two diagonals, northeast and southwest. Those are the two corners you have to do the Mizbeach. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Ma, really? You need that limud? You don't need a limud. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. It's a kavachomer. Ma im shiarei chatas. Sheinem achaprim. If the leftover blood, shiarei chatas, the leftover blood of a carbon chatas, which is not machaper, nitan al yesod, that requires to be by yesod, right? You pour it on the bottom left, the southwest. Tchilas ola, shimichaperes. The ikar zrikas of an ola, which is used for kapara, eno ditcha nitan al hayesod. Surely it should have to be put on the Mizbeach at a place where there is a Yesod. So if Shvicha Shirayim, which is Nama Akev, needs a Yesod, so the Iker Zrika of Ola. So again, the assumption of this Brisa is, that's the whole daf today. We're going to quote different sources, whether Shvicha Shirayim, the leftover blood, is Ma'akev. So this Brisa clearly says it is not Ma'akev, right? Because it says, if Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatas, which is not Machaper, needs Yesod, when you pour it, as you have to do it on a place of Mizbeach where there is a Yesod, so the Iker Zrika of an Ola, of course. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva just says the same thing, but formulates it a little. He adds in a line. He adds in a line, and we'll see what the difference is. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Lo im amarta b'shiyarei chatas she'inam achaprim ve'einan re'uyim lachaper. That's his added line. No, if by shvicha shirayim of achatas, which is not machaper, and it's never machaper. Nitan ala yesod, that has to be put on the yesod. So tchilas ola shi mechaperes vireuya lachaper enodichi nitan ala yesod. So the ikers rikas of it ola, which is mechaper, and are fitting to be mechaper, surely should need the yesod. So basically the same idea Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel say in the Brisa, you don't need a limud to teach me that the zrikas of a carbon ola have to be on the mizbeach somewhere where there's a yesod. You obviously know that from a kapach homer, from the shvicha shirayim, Avechatas. But what's the difference in Lashon between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, like we just quoted? That Rabbi Akiva adds in this line that not only is the Shirayim of Achatas not Machaper, it's not Roi Lachaper. And Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say that line. So what is that adding? So maybe that's alluding to our issue. Man da amar ein mechaprin. According to Rabbi Shmuel, who just says, the shvicha shirayim of achata says not mechaper, all he means to say is, ein mechaprin b'sharayim mosa shana. It's generally not mechaper. Habi yom ha-kippurim mechaprin. Maybe on Yom Kippur, it is mechaper. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel is alluding to the fact that the shvicha shirayim of the chatos pnimios is mechaper, is ma'akev. And man damar ein mechaprin, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who says explicitly, it's not mechaper, ve'einan ru'uyam mechaper, and it's never roy to be mechaper. Maybe he is alluding to his shita, ein mechaprin lo bishar, switch those letters, lo bishar ashad of lo b'yom ha-kippurim. So maybe that's what's behind this different formulation between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether the shvicha shirayim of our special karbanos on Yom Kippur, whether that's ma'akev. Right, everything else is ma'akev, right? There's rikas in the Kodesh Kadashim, there's rikas by the parochas, and there's rikas on the Mizbeach Hazav. Maybe the leftovers is also mechaper. So Rabbi Akiva says, yes, those rikas would be mechaper. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, those are just like all shvicha shirayim. Shvicha shirayim are never mechaper. So that's the suggestion. Again, maybe it's a machlokas tana. So Gemara ends off just this section, ma, anin, kaimin, right? What are we referring to by the regular shvicha shirayim of a chatas, which was the beginning point of each of these tanoim? Im le mitzvah, if there is a lachadchila mitzvah litin al yisod, if there's a din lachadchila, so it's a mitzvah to put on the yisod. Ella im eino inyan le mitzvah taneu inyan le ikuv. But if there is no need to say that you have to put there lechatchila, we would say that the reason that it says it is leikuv. Again, that would be one of the tanaim. So this is the first brisa that we quoted today. Maybe it's a machlokes tanaim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva whether shvicha shirayim of our special Yom Kippur karmanos is ma'akiv or not. Whether that avod is ma'akiv or not. Amar of Shammai masnisa amra shashirayim shma'akvim. Maybe the following brisa also proves that the shirayim are ma'akivas. And again, Pnei Moshe adds in kam kan kitzer hashas lo hevi reisha the brisa. Also, it doesn't say the beginning of the brisa here. What is the beginning of the brisa? The brisa discusses why there is a need. If I did a carbon chatas in the wrong spot, I did the zrikas in the wrong spot. Let's review. Chatas behema, where do you do the zrikas? On the top of the mizbeach, the kronos. All other karbanos are done lamata michut asikra, on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Ola, asham, bachar, meiser, all of those are lamata. Only chatas behema gets above. And then chatas and olas ha'of are flipped. The olas ha'of zrikas are above the chut asikra. And the chatas ha'of zrikas are below the chut asikra. Those are the rules of regular karbanos. So what happens if I messed up? If I did the zrikas of a chatas behema on the bottom half of the mizbeach, as we'll see, that's no good. That's no good. So the question is, where do you learn that from? So you learn that from a pasuk. There's a special pasuk again quoted here in the brisa that the Pnei Moshe quotes in the Torah's Kohanim. To teach me, special word in the pasuk to teach me is that if I did the zrikas of a carbon chatas in the wrong spot, right, I did it below the chut asikra, it's possible. Right, shachatas, I'll read again from this brisa that he quotes. V'shachatas behema nitan dama lamala ala kronos. Right, it has to be above. V'im nitan dama lamala kedina nechelas. If I did what I'm supposed to do, I do the zrikas adama v'chatas above, then it's good. V'im nitan midama lamata michut asikra. If I did the chatas behema zrikas on the bottom half, like the chatas ha'of zrikas are supposed to be, v'behema psula v'nechelas. Right, no good. And where do you know that from? You know that from a pasuk. Right, I skip a couple of lines. It says, osa lema'et. Osa lema'et. Ma nitana lamata imasum, right, and you know that from a pasuk. So the brisa ends off by saying, and this is where we come into our Gemara. The brisa ends off by saying, well, what do you need a pasuk for to tell me that if you do the chatas behemah zrikas in the wrong place, it's pasul? You know the chatas ha'of zrikas is the wrong place for pasul. So just compare them. Chatas ha'of, you're supposed to do the zrikas below the chut asikra. If you did them above the chut asikra, it's pasul. So just like chatas ha'of zrikas in the wrong spot, pasul the animal, so too chatas behema zrikas should pasul the animal. That's in the brisa. So now we pick up and say, how could you compare the two? How could you compare chatas behema to chatas ha'of? So now back to the Gemara. Ditaninan. Ma le tachtonim by the tachtonim. What does that mean? That means the chatas ha'ovzrikas. That's where they're supposed to be tachton, underneath the chod ha'sikra. Malo tachtonim, im nathan l'malo lo hertza, you know why? By a chatas ha'ov. Who's supposed to have the zrikas? Below the chod ha'sikra. If you do them above the chod ha'sikra, you know why it's for sure a puzzle? She'in me'em krav l'malon. Nothing regarding a chatas ha'ov is supposed to be on the top of the mizbeach. So that's why if you switched it from below to above, it's puzzle. But maybe Torah belyonim, but maybe by a chatas behema, which is supposed to be above. Right, and you did it below, maybe that's not so bad. Why? Because there is some aspect of the chadas behema that's going to go below anyway. Im nasnan lamata hertza, sheish behem karv lamatan. What's that? Shicha shirayim. Right, so maybe the chadas, the zrikas of the chadas behema, which is supposed to be above, so if you did it below, maybe it won't pasul. The chadas ha'of, which is supposed to be below, when you did it above, that's for sure pasuls. Why? Because nothing of the chadas ha'of is supposed to be above. But chatas behemah, which is supposed to be above, you did it below. Maybe it's kosher below because, after all, shvicha shirayim are below, right? We're using shvicha shirayim to compare it to the zrikas. So maybe you can't learn the psul of chatas behemah from chatas ha'of. So the Gemara says, no, I'll prove that. Don't make that comparison. Ha'pnimiyim yochichu. The chatos pnimios, I'll prove that you can't make that argument. Sheyesh behem kara bachutz, because there is some bachutz, the shvich, the chatos pnimios. You do some bachutz. What does that mean? You do the shvich hashirayim. You do the shvich hashirayim of the chatos pnimios bachutz. Vim nasam bachutz lo hertza. And yet, if you did the zrikos bachutz, right? If you did any of the zrikos that are supposed to be in the kodesh kadashim or in the paroches or in the mizerazav, it's puzzle. Just because shvich hashirayim is going to be there doesn't mean that the zrikos that you do, if they're in the place near the shvich hashirayim, is going to be kosher. So don't ask that kasha on the Braisa. But again, we try to quote from the Braisa that maybe if the Chadas Behema cannot be learned from Chadas Of, because by Chadas Behema, maybe the evidence okay in the below, because after we do the Shvich HaShirayim there. So Gemara says, no, look at the Chadas Pnimios. Right? If you do any of those Bachuts, so it's not going to be good, even though you do the Shvich HaShirayim there. Answer, no, don't bring me a kasha from the pnimios. Ma le pnimium, don't bring me a kasha from the chatos pnimios. Im nasan bachutz lo hertza, you know why? If you did any of the zrikas bachutz lo hertza, she'ein mizbeach mimarkan. Chatos pnimios are different because the mizbeach is not mimarik. What does that mean? So the havamina here, it means the mizbeach doesn't finish the avoda. So the havamina here is that the shvicha shirayim there is ma'akev, meaning it's more chamor. So, chatos pnimios are more chomer, so maybe two of the zrikas in the wrong place will be puzzle. Tomer be'elyonim in masan lamatan hurtzan. But the elyonim, maybe if you did it, right, if you do a chatos, regular chatos zrika, you did it below, maybe it would be kosher, sharia kronos memarkos osan, because after all, the kronos, the zrikas on the kronos, finish its job. And again, what do we think that means? Shvicha shirayim is not ma'akiv anyway. V'holva kronos memarkos osan, in masan matana, take shera. And since the Kronos of Mamarik, maybe I would have thought that it is kosher below, right? And therefore, that's why you need the drud, the pasuk tamalomar osa sheitein dameh lamala lo sheitein dameh lamata. Need a pasuk to teach me if you did the zrikas of the regular carbon chalas in the wrong place. They're supposed to be above by the Kronos. If you did them below, it is going to be puzzle. So this is the end of the brisa. So along the way, we just talked about our issue. Again, what's our issue today's daf? Is shvicha shirayim kosher or ma'akiv or not? So along the way, we use this lashon of, by the pnimios, ein mizbeach memarkan. What do we think that means? That meant the mizbeach, it doesn't finish the job, you still have shvicha shirayim. So we think that shvicha shirayim of the pnimios are ma'akiv. And the shvicha shirayim bachutz are not ma'akiv. So is that what this brisa is telling us implicitly? That the shvicha shirayim is ma'akiv? So the Gemara says, no. You could have another pshat of what that phrase means, of ein mizbeach memarkan. Says the Gemara, mahu ein mizbeach apnimi memarkan. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that, right, what do we think it meant? The mizbeach apnimi zrikas don't finish the avodah. You still got shricha shirayim to do. That's not what it means. Amar Yossi Barbun, this is what it means. She'enu memarkan la'asos shirayim. Sha'al yedei abadim va'al yedei aparoches ve'inasas shirayim. All it's saying is that we're trying to prove how the chatos pnimios, you can't bring a raya from there. They're different. So what it means to say is that shirayim from there are created only if you do three avodos, right? If you did the avoda in the Kodesh Kadashim, the zrika, and you did the zrika in front of the paroches, and you did the zrika on the mizbeach hazav. So that you need three activities to create this leftover, Unlike a regular chatas outside, all you have to do is one avodah. You just do the zrika on the mizbeach hachitzon. So that's all the Gemara means to say. That doesn't mean to say anything about Shir HaShirayim being ma'akiv or not. It just has to, as it's reflecting what creates the Shirayim. There are three things you have to do and not just one. So that's all the Brisa meant to say, that the Chatos Pnimios are different than the Chatos Chitzona, and therefore you can't bring a Raya from them. Okay, no Raya from that Brisa. Let's try other cases. Ma'am Rabbi Yosa, well, we seem to have a Beferish Mishnah. So why don't the Gemara just straight to this? Masdis Amr Kain, the Amr Shein Hashirim Ma'akvin. There's a Mishnah, the Mishnah that many say every day in Ezeo Makoman, right? Ditaninan. We say by the Shvicha Shirayim, Im Lo Nasan, Lo Ikev. Period. If you didn't do the Shvicha Shirayim, it is not Ma'akev. So it seems to be Beferish that we hold it is not the Ma'akev, the Shvicha Shirayim. Rav Burki B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisa, but we have another Bryce that seems to say that it is Ma'akev. Again, all of these suggestions that Shirayim Ma'akvin on today's daf, we're trying to see if it's Ma'akev by the Chatos Pnimios. Again, nobody on today's daf said, I don't think, if I remember correctly, that by a regular carbon chatas that you do outside, its Shirayim are going to be Ma'akev. The only thing that we're discussing today, there might be a Deya in the Tanaim out there, I think maybe Rav Nechemia, that says that, but at least for today's daf, we're in Maseches Yoma. Right, so we're trying to figure out, is the Shvicha Shirayim of these special Zrikas that you do inside, you did it on the Kodesh Kadashim and the Paroches, maybe the Shvicha Shirayim is also Ma'akev. So we're trying to go back and forth whether it's true. So far we said no. So now we're saying, oh, maybe this Brisa says yes. Ditanina, because we learned in this Brisa. The Chiper is Mikdash HaKodesh. The Pasuk says, right, at the end of the Avoda in Achreimos, the Chiper is Mikdash HaKodesh. Zeh Lefnai V'Lefnim. Right, you did the kapar, that's all the way in, the Kodesh Kodashim. Ves Oel Moe Zeh Heichal. That's referring to the Avodos and the Zrikas and the Heichal. Ves HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach Hazov. Right, that's refers to Mizbeach Hazov. The four and the seven. Yechaper. That word teaches me, Af Al HaAzaros. Even the Zrikas in the Azara. What does that mean? Ma Yisla Kapar HaBazaros. What kind of Zrikas are you doing in the Azara? Lo HaShirayim. Right, isn't it the Shirayim? Meaning, what other Zrikas are you doing in the Azara is the Mizbeach Chitzon. What kind of kapara, azrikas, are you doing there for the Chalos Pinios? It must be the Shvicha Shirayim, and you see it's alluded to in the Pasuk, Yechaper. So it sounds like that is required part of the Avodah. Period. Rabbi Bun Barchia, boy. Keman Damar Shirayim Ma'akvin. If you say the Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, I have four questions to ask. If you assume that this part of the Avodah is Ma'akiv, so how important are the following? Mikoman ma'akev. You say Shvicha Shirayim has to be by the Yesod. Whenever there's a Yesod on Mizbeach. Do you have to do it in the exact spot on that southwest side by that hole? What if I did it somewhere else on the Yesod? How important is that makom? Right? Mikoman ma'akev. That's the question. Right? The Pnei Moshe. In mikoman nami ma'akev. Shim lo nasno al Yesod ha-ma'aravi lo kiper. Odim adavke ikar matan ha-shirayim udim ma'akev. In mikoman ma'akev. So number one, makom. Nos number Lila. What if I did it at night? Right? What's the root of this question? If you say Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akev, is that saying it's an avoda? Is that mamash an avoda? Which then require all avodas done by day. Or is it, like just as an example, hector chalavim ve'evarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs. That's a, we might call it a post avoda. It could be done at night. So maybe this is also, even if it's ma'akev, maybe it's a post-avoda, and therefore it can be done at night. Right, that's the question. Also balayla. Shochet alehen bitchila. What does that mean? What happens if, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains this, if the blood spilled out, and you didn't do shirayim, right? You didn't do shirayim. The blood spilled out. So what do you have to do? You got to get more blood. So you got to shecht another animal. Could you just shecht an animal and bring that blood, or do you have to go through like the whole avoda and then create shirayim through the blood that's left over, right? Shochet el mechachila, like how important is it to create the shirayim, right? That's the way that the Rav Chaim Kanievsky formulates it. Odilma kahai gavna lav shirayim, just shechting an animal is not shirayim. El yaschil b'mizbeach, you got to do a zrika on a mizbeach before you have shirayim. Chavraya boy mechashiv lahen. Are they called avoda that you could have a machshev as pigol during them? Again, the root of most of these questions are, is it an avoda? and therefore wouldn't have the rules of avoda, like yom, like pigol. Rav Yudin boy, avdu mahin. What if it's lost? Avdu mahin. So tzricha le kishehischa litin v'chasro. Right. The only question is, if you started pouring and then some of it got lost before you finished pouring, that's where I'm not sure. Is that ruin it? Avalim lo hischil litin. But if you didn't even start pouring, kalama modi. But if you didn't start pouring, everybody would agree that what's left is shirayim. What does that mean? That what's left is shirayim. So the Panim Moshe discusses, this might mean, if right after you did this rikas, there was none left, then obviously there's no mitzvah of shiricha shirayim. Shiricha shirayim is only if there are shirayim. But if there are no shirayim, so then that's it. There's nothing to talk about. So of course, it's even if it's ma'akiv, it's only ma'akiv if there is. But if there isn't, so then everybody would agree that there is no problems. That's one of the ways to read the line. Period. Ad kan, our discussion of Shvicha Shirayim. Now let's get back to our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that you pour down the buds, and then underneath the ground, it all gets mixed together, and then it goes out to the Nachal Kidron, and the farmers buy it. The farmers buy it there and use it for fertilizer. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah said there is Me'ila. Right, there is Me'ila. That's what the Mishnah said earlier. Eilav Eilam Masarvin Ba'amav Yosanachal Kidron Vinimkarin Leganonin. It's sold to the gardeners Lizevel for fertilizer. Umo Alinbo. Our Mishnah said, and there is Me'ila if you didn't pay for it. So today the Brisa says Mo'al and Ayyub Adam and Devi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi the Chacham the Rabbi Meir says there is Me'ila by Dam. There's Me'ila by Dam. Rabbi Shimon, No, there is no Me'ila when it comes to Dam. It's special din. Maybe this is a machlokes daraisa darabanan. Maybe the Chachamim are saying there's no Me'ila by Dam daraisa, but there is darabanan. Rabbi Shimon are saying there's even daraisa, or maybe it's a machlokes on a darabanan level. Right, there's a discussion here. Right, maybe this is machlokes. For sure there's no Dam, Me'ila by Dam daraisa. Maybe this whole machlokes is darabanan. So where do we see, what are the sources? Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Where do you see two different sources to teach me that there is no Me'ila? There is no, what's the Israel Me'ila again? Getting benefit from the, something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. So if I use this for fertilizer, I guess blood is good for fertilizer, so do I get an Isser Daraisa of Me'ila? So the Gemara quotes two days, why there is no Isser Daraisa. Ki Adamu Benefesh Yechaper. Blood is used for atonement. Ein lecha bo ela kaparas nefesh bovad. The only purpose of blood is for atonement, meaning not for me'ila, not for iser. That's one drasha. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kol ochlav yikares. We darshan from the fact whoever eats blood gets kares. Ein lecha bo ela kares nefesh bovad. The only avera relating to blood is kares eating it, not me'ila. Right, two different drashas. So Amar Rabbi Zira, what's the nafkamina between these two drashas? Hikdish dam beinayon. What if somebody takes blood and is makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash? Right? Ktushas damim. Right? If somebody's makdish dam. So, man damar ein lecha bo ela kabaras nefesh bovad. So if you say the reason that there is no me'ila by dam is because, well, it's going to be used for a kapara, this blood is not going to be used for any kapara. This isn't blood of a karban. So vizeh hol ve'ein bo kapara says it's not going to be used for a kapara. Yesh bo me'ila. Switch that word. Right? Yesh bo. There is Me'ila, right? Because it's not going to be used for kapara. But manda amar ein lecha bo ela kares nefesh bovad. According to the other daya that says that it is there is no Me'ila because there's a chiyuv kares zeh hol v'yesh bo kares ein bo Me'ila. The same thing it would be since there is kares, though there would not be Me'ila. There will be a nafkamina between the two drashos. And just one more line: Asa Rabbi Ba Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hikdish dam lebedek abayis beneihon. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Oh, if somebody's makdish to bedek abayis, that's the nafkamina between these two deos." And v'havi Rabbi Zeira chadiba. Rabbi Zeira, he was the first one suggested that that's the nafkamina. Then he heard Rabbi Yochanan himself said this is the nafkamina between them. And Rabbi Zira was very excited. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing I said. He said it was the same nafkamina, so he was very excited about that. We'll have to see what the result of that of the discussion is. Remember, keep in mind the Isser of Me'ila, the Achronim discuss how much the Isser of Me'ila conceptually, how much is that an Isser of Gezel? Is it stealing from the Beis HaMikdash? Or is it what we might call Bizayon Hektish? It's not so much stealing, but it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace that I'm going to get personal benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, right? So that's the two ways to look. There might be two different types of me'ilah. The Nesivus. The Nesivus has a suggestion that maybe it depends on Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas HaGuf. This fits into the Reb Chaim that we've say often about this chilek. But the Nesivus suggests that, Nesivus in Simen Chav Ches, maybe by Kedushas HaGuf, right, an animal that's going to be used for a karban. So there, if you use that, that's a Bizayin Hektish. That's a Bizayin Hektish. But Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, that's Gezel Hektish. That's Gezel. And it fits into the Reb Chaim, because Kedushas Adamim belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Kedushas HaGuf doesn't. It's just imbued with Kedusha that I give it. But that's the Nesivus' suggestion of the Chilik between, he says, maybe it's both. There's Mi'ilah of Gezel and there's Mi'ilah of Isser Bizayon Hana'ah. And maybe that's the difference between Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. But not other Achronim just assume it's one or the other. Reb Chaim assumes it's Gezel. Reb Yosef Engel has these two suggestions in Nasrin Daraisa Uz Gimel. Im Binyan Isser Hektish, Im Hu Misibas HaKinyin. That's his Lashon. Isn't Misibas HaKinyin? The whole Vashel Gavah Hu Al-Kar Chagish Bo Kedusha V'Asr Umo'al Inbo Odilma HaKedusha Dover B'Fnei Atzmohi Tov Ekdishi Yisrael B'Dibura V'Amar Areza Hektish Cholav Kedusha Bina Kedusha told us a Kenyan. Is the Kedusha flow from the Kenyan or not? That's his suggestion. Okay, we'll stop here, Brother Shem. We'll continue next time.